Welcome back, my gardening friends, to another Focal Point Friday episode. Let's spend just a few minutes together reviewing a snippet of information from a previous episode, highlighting a new topic, or quickly focusing on a current event in the food and agriculture world. Let's get down and dirty. So I'll be honest, when we first started gardening, I thought weed control was more about aesthetics than anything else. I thought you pulled weeds because they were unsightly, and because I was gardening at the same time as having very young kids, the weeds were not a priority. But in reality, weeds rob your plants of nutrients, moisture, sunlight, and all kinds of things that are essential for them to survive and to thrive. So keeping your garden weed-free is not only important for aesthetics, but really more so for the health of your plants and the potential yield they can provide you. So how do we prevent weeds in the garden? Weeds spread by many sources, including wind, machinery, birds, and last year's weeds. So the first line of defense is to not allow this year's weeds to flower and set their seeds. So knowing what type of weeds you're dealing with, whether they're annuals or perennials, and then knowing the way that they spread can help you keep them from taking over your garden area. The second strategy is to try to keep any weed seeds from being exposed to adequate light to sprout. This can be done after your garden is established by either not tilling at all or by only lightly tilling and then immediately covering your beds with mulch. The mulch will prevent that light from reaching the small weed seeds that are deep down. The seeds may sprout under that layer of mulch, but they will expend their stored energy before they reach the light to generate more energy, and they'll simply just die out beneath the soil surface. Now, this only works if we're talking about annual weeds that spread only by seed. There are perennial weeds also, those that go dormant with underground parts that sprout new plants again the next season. Those weeds have a much larger energy reserve to allow them to keep reaching up until they break through the top of the soil or the mulch to reach the sunlight. So perennial weeds not only spread by these underground parts, but some of them also spread by seed. So that's a total weed double whammy. So for perennial weeds, it's important to dig them up whenever you see them and do it when they're young. Young weeds have small roots, which makes them easier to pull and increases your chances of getting the entire plant. Trying to get the entire root system or rhizome or whatever underground part is responsible for holding on to that plant's energy all winter is extremely important. Now, you're not likely going to be entirely successful with this because the majority of perennial weeds can regrow from just tiny little sections, you know, as small as 1 inch of root. So getting a handle on the majority of them is going to make this much easier. It's not really about eradication, which is sort of impossible. It's all about control. Again, we're talking about mulch. So mulch is one of the gardener's best friends, and the best types of mulch help to retain water in addition to keeping out those unwanted weeds. So what types of mulch are the best for using for weed prevention in your garden? Straw. Straw is a fantastic natural mulch for your garden. Using straw around the plants and in your pathways can serve multiple purposes. So you're choking out annual weeds, you're preventing annual weed seeds from landing directly on the soil, and it also makes them easier to pull. If they do pop through, especially those perennial weeds, you can get them while they're still young. And then the straw is also going to help retain the moisture around your plants. Any other organic materials will work too. Grass clippings, dry leaves, pine needles, these all work really well as mulch. Paper products, using thick layers of newspaper or other discarded paper or paper products like cardboard. You can do this in the walkways. You can do this in the bottom of your raised bed. You can do it between your plants. Also very effective at keeping weeds at bay. Landscape cloth or weed fabric. This is the type of barrier that is sold in rolls. Roll it out and then cut holes where your plants are going to go and then leave the remaining area covered by the cloth to block the weeds and trap in the moisture. Wood chips or wood mulch are also good. Specifically in perennial plantings, I find it a little bit easier to work with wood chips or wood mulch in a perennial area versus an annual area. But if you don't mind the little extra work, they do make good mulch no matter where you use them. Ground cover, living ground cover or companion plants. These are great. You're using something in the garden that is going to benefit the other plants, but it's also going to choke out any weeds and prevent them from coming up. And then, of course, compost. You guys know I use commercial compost as a mulch every single year. So rather than adding it in the fall, I am planting and I'm adding the compost and using it as a mulch on the top. And then, of course, it's going to start breaking down throughout the season and add those nutrients back in. But in the meantime, it is preventing those weeds. One more approach also to managing weeds is especially helpful in areas where you can't mulch those plants. For those plants that have limited spacing in between them, it's a lot of the time virtually impossible to lay down a really good protective barrier. Think about things like carrots. You know, you can't really mulch in between the individual carrots. You can mulch in between the beds, but you may still have problems with weeds. So the best way to manage weeds in small spaces is to cultivate frequently. This is just simply dragging a tool of some sort across the soil surface very lightly in between the plants that you want to keep to destroy any plants that you don't want popping up. Scraping the soil surface or just shallowly cultivating in between those rows and in between those plants will destroy any weed seedlings and keep them from encroaching on the plants that you do want to keep. So when battling weeds in the home garden, prevention is definitely the first line of defense, followed by a thick layer of some kind of a mulch that's conducive to your particular crop, followed by frequent cultivation and the pulling of those tender weed seedlings. Thanks for joining me on this Focal Point Friday. I'll be back again on Tuesday for another regular episode of the Just Grow Something podcast. So until next time, my gardening friends, keep on cultivating that dream garden, and we'll talk again soon.